Hello, friends. Welcome to the Voice of Faith podcast. In part two of What Shall We Pray? I would like to invite you to pray with me the Lord's Prayer for our family and our nation. Before we start, I want to tell you a story, something that happened to me personally. Some time ago, the Lord allowed me to go through an experience in order to teach me about the power of forgiveness, which is one of the two conditions for answered prayer. What I learned opened a window of blessing from the Lord in ways I have not expected. The incident involved with a case of unjust dismissal from work. As a Christian, I wish I could say that I took that rather well, but I didn't. I was enraged and wished evil for my former boss, for the reckless management that placed people and their family in difficult situation, completely lacking any consideration for people's well-being. Throughout that day, I tried my best to keep myself from cursing that man. The anger, rage in my mind and emotion. In the evening, when I no longer could bear the pressure inside, I said to God, "Lord, that man doesn't deserve anything good. I know I shouldn't curse anyone, and the Bible tells us to bless those who do evil to us. But I'm really, really angry, and I'm having a hard time dealing with all these negative thoughts and the urge of wanting to curse him. Would you please help me? Please, Lord, I don't want to stay in this condition." What I heard in my spirit next caught me off guard. I heard the gentle voice of the Lord saying to me, "I want you to bless that man." "What? You want me to bless him?" "Yes, ask me to bless him," was the Lord's response. That didn't sit well with me. It doesn't make any sense. Why should I bless someone who took away my financial stability and place my family's well-being in jeopardy? But I knew well from my past experiences, when God tells me to do something, He has my best interest in mind. Even though I can't understand His ways, I could always trust Him with my life. The issue is, do I love the Lord enough to obey Him? Do I trust Him? If I trust the Lord and willing to obey, am I willing to forgive that man and then walk the second mile to ask God for His blessing? It was one of the most difficult decisions I had to make. I struggled for what seemed like a long time, but at the end, I obeyed the Lord's voice. I said, "Lord, I forgive that man for his injustice. I release that man and cancel his wrong, and I ask you to bless that man." Then something strange happened. It was as if someone took a powerful vacuum and sucked out all the anger I had bottled up inside. I became calm and no longer want to wish evil on that man. It stunned me as I stood there in my room, speechless. God delivered me from my anger and a vengeful heart that day. It happened just like that. God changed my heart. But it only happened after I had obeyed Him and followed through with His direction. I forgave and I blessed the person who wronged me. I could feel the tension lifted. I quietly thanked the Lord for His grace that calmed the chaos in my soul. Jesus is still the Prince of Peace in the midst of storm. When we take refuge under His wing and choose to obey what He tells us. However, my new found peace was somewhat cut short when 10 minutes later the dark familiar voice came back again. And this time he screamed in my head, "I can't believe he did that. What a selfish, self-centered, good-for-nothing scumbag. I wish something 10 times worse happened to him and his family. He deserves what's coming to him." I recognized that was not me. The devil was trying to steal my peace by ramming his accusation into my head from the outside. The accuser of the brethren wanted to enslave me with his anger and hatred, hoping to find an ally in my emotion and will to entertain his accusation. He wanted me to take the bait and speak the curse word he placed in my head, so he could hurt both my former boss and myself by placing me under the judgment of God. The voice came with such a force it seemed almost impossible to resist. I quickly looked up to Jesus and said, "Lord, help me." Then out of nowhere I found myself saying, "Devil, you listen to me now. For every curse you whisper in my ear, I am going to verbally bless that man before God. Lord Jesus, I ask you to bless that man right now. Bless his job. Bless his career. Promote him, Lord. Bless his health. Bless his whole family. Bless him with your salvation. Let him come to know you, Lord. Let him experience your love and goodness. Make him a blessing to people around him. I bless my ex-boss." Suddenly, the accusation stopped. I could hear a pin drop in my head. The devil has left the room. Then I remember a Bible verse I learned when I was young. Romans chapter 12, verse 21. It says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with the goodness of God." I realized by acting on God's word, I gave the devil such a good beating that he took off running. When we act on what God says, the Lord rises up from within us and releases his power to defeat our enemy. The Bible tells us, don't be a hearer of God's word only, but be a doer of his word. After that, it took the Lord less than a month to secure 2 job offers for me, both with excellent benefits, closer driving distance, and a more flexible schedule. By God's grace, I maintain a clear conscience. I released God's forgiveness and blessing on the person who wronged me. That in turn brought the real blessings on my life, freedom from anger, healing from injury, and provision of abundance. Through forgiveness, healing and provision came. God is faithful to His word. When we yield ourselves to God's word, we enter into His faithfulness, and we experience His blessings. Our interaction with God sometimes is like playing a chess game. God has already made the first move by giving us His word and the principles contained in the word. Now is our move. What are we going to do in response to God's word? Will we obey Him or will we do things our way? Do we insist on our rights and say, "The offender doesn't deserve forgiveness. I am justifying my anger. I am right and he is wrong? Or will we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and say, God, be merciful to me and help me to do what is right in your eye? Help me to forgive. Free me from my anger and bitterness. Heal my heart, Lord. I surrender to you. I choose to do things your way. I forgive. How we respond to the Lord and His word determines the Lord's help or the lack of. It also determines if we have passed the test of character the Lord tries to build into us so we could graduate and go on to the next phase of our life. Our entire life is like a classroom, and we will take many tests. The way to pass the test is to ask for mercy and help from God, and to be willing to do things God's way, not ours. One thing I know for sure, we will never get the short end of the stick when we honor the Lord and obey His word. In due time, the Lord will reward our obedience. The Lord's blessing is with those who honor Him and His word. Now back to praying the Lord's Prayer. The Bible tells us that, first of all, prayer should be made for those in authority, that we may live a peaceful and quiet life with all godliness and dignity. So the gospel of Jesus may go out in this land unhindered. The people may come and be saved. This is found in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. God uses our prayers to set the atmosphere in our home and community conducive to the sharing of the gospel. The Lord uses our prayer to prepare the hearts of the people and to clear the way for the message of hope to be preached and believed. This is God's number one way to govern the earth and all who dwell on earth. That is, through our prayer. I often pray the Lord's Prayer in the morning, lifting up my family and the leaders of my country before the Lord, asking Him for two things. Lord, please have mercy and forgive the sins that we have committed in this land today. Please impart your life to us. We need you. Although it's tempting to think one man's prayer will not make any difference, but what if, by example, I could inspire my children or someone else to do the same? What if everyone who hears and believes in this message begins to pray for the same? Can 10 people's prayer make a difference? What about 100, 1,000, 10,000? Will they make a difference? Yes, I believe they can and they will. Our prayer connects us with God and it touches Him. Our prayer releases the mercy of heaven. Our prayer establishes God's good will on earth. Our prayer allows God to pour out blessings on our land. Psalm chapter 32 verse 12 tells us, blessed is the nation whose God is Jehovah God, and the people whom He has chosen for His own inheritance. Our prayer places our family under the care of God, that we may experience heaven on earth, one family at a time, until the whole land comes under Jesus' reign. Our prayer shapes the destiny of our own life and our nation. Think about that. God is in the business of answering prayers when they are offered by faith according to His written word. God fulfills every one of them. The Lord is looking for ordinary men, women, and child to partner with him in prayer that he may establish his reign on earth and to govern the earth through their prayers. Let me tell you something that may shock you, but it's absolutely true. God needs your prayer and mine as much as we need his mercy and power. As we pray on earth according to his word, the Lord answers from heaven and brings transformation to hearts and lives. I don't know exactly how that works, but I've seen enough in the past 35 years that God never does anything on earth apart from the partnership of his people through their prayer and their act of obedience. We can partner with God to birth his plan and purpose on earth through what we pray and do, first in our own life, then in our family and community, then in our nation. What a privilege and honor that we have. God writes history or his story among every tongue and tribe on earth through people who kneel and pray and carry out his word. Friends, you and I hold the key to God's blessings for our family and our land. The Lord is depending on you as much as you are depending on him to see his good intention fulfilled on planet Earth. Will you pray today and each day? The Lord is waiting to answer our prayers.